Coast Radio News for Thursday, January 9, 2020. I'm George Henry. It failed miserably in 2019 and was capped by a Republican walkout in the state legislature, but the state is ready to try again. Last year's attempt to pass a cap-and-trade bill that focused on carbon emission reduction but impacted heavily on business, especially those businesses that were large consumers of fuel, ended when minority senators staged a 9-day walkout. Senator Arne Roblin says they're ready to try again, but this time with a few changes.
This new bill looks at that in a very different way and actually says for rural areas, we shouldn't include gasoline prices at all.
Roblin says that urban areas have many more choices when it comes to transit, and rural areas suffer from increased gas taxes due primarily to the extra miles they have to commute. He says this new bill takes that into consideration for citizens and businesses alike.
Anybody in a rural area, their gas stations will not be charged extra.
Roblin did not say how this would affect bulk consumers of fuel, such as the logging and trucking industry, that may not get their fuels directly from gas stations. Coastal beach goers will have to watch out for bigger waves and possible sneaker waves on the coast. For the next several days, king tides will impact the area, increasing waves between 2 and 5 feet higher than normal. The National Weather Service is predicting a Pacific storm that will bring 30-foot swells along the Oregon and Washington coast. King tides occur during the winter months along the coast when the moon is closest to the Earth. The combination of that phenomenon along with a coastal storm increased the severity of the tides. The event will be the 10th through the 12th. This marks a very dangerous period for those that enjoy walking the beach and storm watching, as it can mean more powerful sneaker waves. A reminder to stay off rocks and jetties and stay further up on the sand, particularly during high tides. A sharp rise in gas prices may have been averted as Iran and the U.S. walk back war talk. Crude prices did tick up slightly after an Iranian retaliation strike, but prices are down for gasoline in Oregon. They dipped slightly last week statewide to an average of $3.01 a gallon, and here locally the average price for a gallon of regular gas is $2.95 a gallon. According to Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon, the state overall is starting 2020 about 10 cents higher than last year. Peace Harbor Hospital says they need more volunteers. Sula Odette with a volunteer says a willing heart for giving and some sharp people skills are important for some of the responsibilities at the hospital.
They assist doctors. They greet people that come in. They supply care to some of the patients. Some deliver magazines. We are in a sewing group, so we provide blankets to some of the people in intensive care.
Odette says it's a very rewarding experience, and people can donate whatever time they have to the volunteers, whether it be an hour a week or more. People wishing to volunteer can contact Monica Kosman with the Peace Health Peace Harbor Volunteers. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, January 9th, 2020.